Some of us worked very hard for years in order to secure few years before of stability before death. And they forget about, you see, the real standards, and that the standards which would make you have high rank in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is saying that the best amongst you are those who read the Quran or learn the Quran and teach the Quran. We have to teach our kids, our children, how to read the book of Allah. We should teach him how to love the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is their honor, this is their dignity, this is their salvation, this is the way that takes them out from the troubles of this life, and this is the Quran that they can use in order to call the people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and show them the path to paradise. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that من علم آية من كتاب الله فله ثوابها ما تلي. Whenever you learn a meaning of one of the ayat, then you'll have its reward as long as it is recited. Not you recited, it is recited. So whenever anybody recites that ayah, which you know its meaning, okay, you'll have its reward. So you tell me, which is the best ayah that you should learn its meaning? The ayat of Surah Al-Fatiha, because many Muslims recite Surah Al-Fatiha. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you learn the meaning of one ayah, then whenever this ayah is recited, you'll get the reward. So your reward, inshaAllah, will be ongoing. And listen to this beautiful hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, وَمَا اجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِنْ بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ إِلَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةُ وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةُ وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ. That whenever people gather in one of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reading the book of Allah and studying the book of Allah, trying to understand the book of Allah, whenever they do this, tranquility descend upon them, and the angels and the mercy envelop them, and the angels surround them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make mention of them with whom, those who are with him, meaning the malaika. Okay, that is the reward of the people who learn the Quran and who teach the Quran and who gather to study the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is there any merit for those people who memorize the book of Allah? Listen to this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لو جمع القرآن في إهاب ما أحرقه الله في النار. That if this book is contained by skin, and here the skin is meant, what is meant by the skin is the skin of the person who memorized the Quran, Allah will never burn it in the hellfire. Allah will never burn it in the hellfire. So it is a protection from the hellfire. Memorizing the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a protection from the hellfire. And also Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, showing the merit of the person who memorized the book of Allah, يَجِيءُ الْقُرْآنُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَيَقُولْ يَا رَبِّ حَلِّهِ فَيُلْبَسُ تَاجَ الْكَرَامَةِ ثم يقول يا رب ارضى عنه فيرضى عنه فيقول اقرأ وارق ويزاد بكل آية حسنة. On the day of judgment, the Quran will come and he will say, O Allah, حله, which means give him his or an adornment, and this is regarding the reader of the Quran. So فَيُلْبَسُ تَاجَ الْكَرَامَةِ, so a crown of nobility will be put on him. Then the Quran will say, and this is among the ghaib that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, in which we have to believe, and believing in the ghaib is one of the qualities of the muttaqeen, because the person is tested by this by this type of belief. Because when you see something, I tell you, believe that there is a cup. It's very easy to believe in this. The test in believing in whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us about, and the things that are beyond, from the things that are beyond our perception, and that we cannot see. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that the Quran will come and talk, and intercede, and argue. Okay, and here in this instance, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the Quran will come and say, "Oh Allah, oh Allah, give this reader of the Quran the adornment and the a crown of nobility will be put on him." Then the Quran will say, "Oh Allah, be pleased of him, be pleased of the person who is who reads the Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with him, because as we said, Al Quran shafi'un mushaffa', which means his intercession will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Then he will be told, "Iqra warqa," read and ascend. So the person will continue ascending as long as he is reading from the Quran. And this shows how high the position of those who memorize the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna lillahi ahlina minan nas, ahlul Quran hum ahlullahi wa khasatuh." That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has special, very close people from among the human beings. They are ahlul Quran. They are ahlullah. Ahlul Quran are ahlullah. The people of the Quran are the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are very special to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, also, because of the merit of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has taught us the etiquettes towards those people who memorize the Quran or are knowledgeable about the Quran, or they carry in their heart the knowledge of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ought to respect these people, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna min ijlalillah ikrama hamil al-Qur'an ghayra al-ghalifin wal-jafifin." That it is part of respecting Allah, part of being conscious of the greatness of Allah, to respect the person who has the Qur'an. Hamil al-Qur'an. The person who has the Qur'an, who acts upon it, who is not abandoning the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also we see that Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has taught us to honor those who memorize the Quran, knows most about the Quran, by forwarding them to be imams in the congregational prayer. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ya ummu an-nas aqra'uhum bi kitabillah." That the person who knows the most from the book of Allah is the one who leads the prayer. So this is a time of honoring to the people who know the Quran by heart. And also, if you remember, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during some of the battles, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during Uhud, after Uhud, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he made graves for the ones who are killed from among the Muslims, he used to ask about the person who memorized more of the Quran, and he used to forward those. They used to have the priority to be buried before the one who has less of the Quran in their heart. See, is there any honor more than this honor? That the person, the reader of the Quran, or the one who memorized the Quran, is honored dead and alive. When he is alive, he is honored, and when he is dead, he is honored. This is how this is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now we can talk a lot more about the merits of the Quran, when we cannot finish. But the most important thing that you need to keep in your mind, that the greatest merit of this book is one thing. that it is the word of Allah, the word of Allah. And as it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nothing like unto Allah, it is a matter of belief. The stronger your belief in Allah, the stronger your respect to the book of Allah, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The deeper your faith is, the more conscious you are of the right of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. So remember this, it is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all what you see in the Muslim world right now, of troubles, of problems, of division, of, you see, killing, disasters, all of this because we have abandoned the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abandoning the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that is major. It is major disaster and calamity. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, telling us about how bad it is to abandon the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, إِنَّ الَّذِي لَيْسَ فِي جَوْفِهِ شَيْءٌ مِّنَ الْقُرْآنِ كَالْبَيْتِ الْخَرِبِ. The person whose heart is empty from the Quran is like the deserted house. Have you ever visited a deserted house? Have you ever seen the condition in which a deserted house will be? So the person whose heart is empty from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like the deserted house. And also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا تَجْعَلُوا قُبُورَكُمْ بِيُوتَكُمْ مَقَابِرٌ. Do not make your houses as graves. إِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ يَنْفُرُ مِنَا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْفُرُ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي تُقْرَأُ فِيهِ سُورَةُ الْبَقَرَةِ. That the shaitan flees away from the house in which Surah Al-Baqarah is recited. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, when the Quran is not recited in the house, it becomes like graves. And graves are houses for whom? For whom? For the dead people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our hearts alive and healthy by His grace and by His mercy. Also, we have to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمَ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. That we have to read the Quran in the proper way. And we have to fulfill the right of Quran upon us. And this is, as I said before, can be in knowing how to read it, trying to understand it, acting upon the Quran, and calling people to the Quran, and persevere in this call to the people to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How should attitude be towards the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How shall we receive the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I'll conclude inshallah by mentioning this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, الله نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها مثاني تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم ثم تميد جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the most beautiful speech. كتابا متشابها, a book that is consistent within itself. You don't see discrepancies. You don't see contradictions in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see a book that is very well structured. Matani. Matani means the reminders, the stories, the mentioning of the rules and regulations are repeated in the Quran. تَقْشَعَرُ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. The skins of those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are chilled whenever they hear the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their skins are chilled whenever they hear the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you feel when you hear the Quran? How you reach this degree of iman? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Whenever they hear the revelation of Allah, this increases their iman. So brothers and sisters,
we really need to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and go back to Him and turn to Him in repentance, and also turn to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reading it, understanding it, teaching it, and acting upon it, and calling the people to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us from the Quran, and to make the Quran as an evidence for us, not against us, to make the Quran an intercessor for us on the day of judgment. وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, just a few announcements before we take some questions. Inshallah, all of the lectures that are happening today are going to stand tomorrow, are going to be recorded. The tapes will be sold for $2. Food will be served. The food will be $4. It will include the drink. For anyone who's interested, there'll be babysitting. The babysitting will be after Salah. Salah will be at 1:45. So the sisters who are interested should contact Sister Asma. Sister Asma will be in charge of the babysitting. And the babysitting will be above the masjid, on the second floor in the masjid. And then the next speech, inshallah, will be at 2:30. So now, if anyone has any questions, please go ahead. How do you want to do?
Anyway, written or verbal, doesn't matter.
Okay, so if anyone wants to write their question and send it up, that's fine. Or if you want to ask the question verbally, inshallah.
Why is it, for some people, why is it hard to write the Quran? Like, unlike other texts, for example. So the Quran.
Jazakallah khairan. This is a very good question. And this question is as follows. Why is it difficult for some people to memorize the Quran? It's different than other texts? And the reason, inshallah, is very obvious, that it is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the heart the easiness of memorizing the Quran depends on the purity of the heart that is going to contain the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu said, لو طهرت قلوبنا ما شبعت من كلام الله تبارك وتعالى. That if our hearts are pure, it will never feel that it had enough from the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So since this is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cannot memorize it as you memorize a book of history, for example, or a book of physics, or you see other types of books. Rather, first of all, you have to have a good relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you have to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it is said about Imam Shafi'i, that شوكوت إلى وكيع سوء حفظي فأرشدني إلى ترك المعاصي وأخبرني بأن العلم نور ونور الله لا يهدى لعاصي. That I complained to my sheikh about my bad memory, and he told me to give up sins because the knowledge is a light of Allah, and the light of Allah cannot be given to a disobedient person. So it's important, first of all, when you memorize the book of Allah, you have the desire and the right desire and the right motivation. And that is, you are doing this because you love the book of Allah, and in order for you to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to compete. Like as I said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who leads the prayer is the one who knows most about the Quran. So a person assume that there are some people who are equal in their memorization, so a person say, I need to memorize like few surahs more so I can lead the prayer, okay? And again the other people will memorize more and to change the imam, and so on and so forth. So the niyyah, the intention should be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are certain tips for those of you who are interested in memorizing the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First of all, number one, you have to dedicate certain time for memorizing. You have to say, I am giving up 1 hour of my day for the sake of Allah in order to memorize the book. Then you have to choose the good timing from the day, and you don't make this hour at the end of your day when you are very tired, okay, and you are not able even to comprehend anything. And the best time for memorizing the Quran is after Fajr, because this is a blessed time, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Burika li ummati fi bukuriha," that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this time of the day, that is the early morning. And the third point is that you need to divide your time. You need to have a time for memorization and a time for reviewing. You have to review. If you don't review what you memorize, it is like somebody who is building and constructing and destroying at the same time. You need to maintain what you have memorized over the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fourth point, as I said, relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you'll feel when you deal with the book of Allah like you are dealing with a person. Whenever you have a good relationship with Allah, whenever you are obedient to Allah, you feel that you like to read more and more of the book of Allah. But if you are asi, or if you make a sin, okay, and you don't repent from it, you feel that reading one ayah is like carrying few mountains upon your shoulder. So these are some tips of yani, and part of the answer. I don't know whether I answered your question. JazakAllah khair. You read the question, inshallah.
Okay, we have a couple of questions. The first is, how can we encourage new Muslims to learn to read the Quran in Arabic? And what are the different blessings involved, or what's the extra barakah that we get by reading the Quran in Arabic? And what can we say to people who say that they only want to learn the Quran in English, meaning they want to learn the meaning only?
Okay. The question is that it's directed to So the answer is that, number one, the Quran is the Arabic Quran. There is no other Quran. What you see of English is not called the Quran, and we cannot call it the Quran. The Quran was revealed in Arabic. And whatever you see of translations, it is translations. It's not the word of Allah. It is an explanation of the Quran, or translating the meanings of the Quran from the perspective of the translator. Okay? So all the hadith that I mentioned, which talk about the reward of reading the Quran, these are only applicable to the Arabic texts. Now, how can a new Muslim be encouraged to learn the Quran in Arabic? Again, if you have attended this lecture and listened carefully, you have to convey to him the merits of the Quran and the merit of reading the Quran and the great reward that the person has in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he reads the Quran, and of course that is in Arabic. Now, when the person has the strong desire and motivation to read the Quran, then this is going to make it easy for him to learn the letters in Arabic. And I have seen by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have some American brothers in our community who know how to read the Quran more than some people whose tongue is Arabic. So if you have the desire and motivation, then it becomes very easy for you to learn the Arabic text of the Quran. And what is the third part of this? Okay, again, the answer for the third part, of this question is answered that we read this translation to help us understand part of the meaning of the Quran. And again, this is not the word of Allah. This is the translation of the meaning of the Quran from the perspective of the translator. This is why you see differences. But there is only one book of Allah, and that is the Arabic text. Wallahu ta'ala
a'lam. The next question was the whole Quran revealed during the month of Ramadan? Was the whole Quran revealed during the month of Ramadan?
The whole of the Quran was revealed in the month of the Ramadan from the preserved tablet, that is al-lawh al-mahfuz, to the first heaven. Then it was sent down from the first heaven, you see, upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam throughout 23 years from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there are two stages, and the Quran mentioned one stage, that is the sending down of the Quran during the month of Ramadan. That is what is meant by this, is sending down the Quran from al-lawh al-mahfuz to the first heaven. Then according to the different occasions of revelation, the Quran was sent down upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam throughout 23 years.
Another question from the sisters. There's a major misunderstanding among some Muslims that if they send their child to become a hafiz of Quran, to memorize the complete Quran, then he will be able to act as an intercessor for some family members. Please clarify this issue. Jazakallah khair.
There is some hadith which mentions that the person who memorized the Quran will intercede for some members of his family. But according to the best of my knowledge, that these ahadith are weak. But we have other authentic ahadith which talk about the merit of memorizing the Quran. So we should really feel that those ahadith are enough. And again, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the body which contained the word of Allah will not be burned in the hellfire. That is more than enough. Allah ta'ala. But this notion or this saying is based on some hadith that are weak, that are not authentic.
Any more questions from the brothers
or the sisters? Assalamu alaikum. Do you find it prevalent that many people who become hafiz memorize only the sounds of the Quran and not the meaning?
The brother asked, do you find it prevalent that many people who memorize the whole Quran, they memorize only the sound and not the meaning?
I really did not take any survey for this, okay? But for us, what's important is to know that it's important to know the meaning of Allah, the Quran. And to keep in mind that memorizing the sound of the Quran in itself is a great virtue, because it is the word of Allah, and the word of Allah is unlike the word of the human created being. So there is a merit for the person who just memorized the Quran knowing nothing about its meaning. But what is required from the Muslims is to combine between two things: memorizing the Quran and knowing the meaning of the Quran, and applying the Quran and calling people to the Quran, and persevere in the face of the storms that usually happen in the way of doubt.
Any more questions from the sisters? Any other questions? From either side?
They are smelling the food, no problem. Sister, which I find very good, which is that I found that the best way to memorize the Quran is by hearing it from a good harfah, from the cassette or from the tape recorder. And this is especially good for women because they don't have much time, so it's possible for them to work, you see, in their daily routine work while they are hearing the tape. And here I disagree with this point, okay? But in general, the proposal is good because you really need to give attention to the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What I always say, and there are certain words, unless she meant, of course, maybe this is what she meant, that the words that does not take away her attention. Because like driving the car, for example, especially if you're driving in the highway and you have the tape in your car, this does not, in most cases, take your attention away. Because driving has become like something built in yourself. Allah Ta'ala alam. And also she is mentioning the reasons that in this way the sisters can memorize in a correct way. Because sometimes if you read the Quran by yourself, you make mistake and you memorize the Quran with mistakes. So I agree with her, inshallah. This is a very good proposal for the sisters and brothers, that in order for you to really, one of the ways to memorize the Quran, to keep hearing, to have tapes and hear them wherever you are, whether you are at home or in the car, or at work. Jazakumullah khair.
Yes.
Is there any survey, do you know how many Afghans are in this world?
I don't know actually. The question is about how many Hafaz in the world now. I really don't know. Unless Hafiz help me, Brother Hafiz Abdul Rahman. And this is a piece of information that really does not benefit us too much. I mean, doesn't it?
We should know how many percentage of Muslims.
Okay. When we have a Muslim, inshallah, government who rules the whole world, okay, and give salaries for all the Hafaz, then I'm sure they will have statistics and survey.
In other words, never.
Inshallah, we say inshallah.
Inshallah, but we look at practical
aspects. Practically, it is inshallah. Very possible.
Ladies are also involved. It's not possible because sometimes ladies are also involved when they come out.
Nah. What I'm saying, if there is a salary for every person who make hafaz, then everybody will come out, say, here I am. And this is when the Khalifa comes, inshallah. As-salamu.
You mentioned the blessing of reciting Quran for the opposition. It looks like for the whole Muslim world, millions and millions of people are reciting the Quran every day. And is this blessing strictly for the hereafter, or does it have any knowledge?
Well, you see, the question, okay, then I need you to repeat it. That's it. Okay. Repeat, can you repeat the question and make it brief because I...
Is there a blessing of reciting Quran?
In this life? Of course, yes. Of course, yeah. When the person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ.
It is indeed by the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the heart finds their relaxation. So tranquility and security and feeling peace of mind, this comes by the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And reading the Quran is the highest level or the best type of dhikr and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.